The following guided meditation was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
As we take a little bit more time to settle, if you haven't had the opportunity yet, we can notice in a very simple, practical way, just being here together as a group. Gathered at this place with our shared intention. Perhaps it immediately, even coming in the door, the front door, or walking into the meditation hall, or taking our seat, you might feel the refuge. In some way that the heart, the mind is being reminded. In a moment, we'll do the chanting as we have been doing. And think about other ways in your life, especially at home, that you can use symbols and rituals and routines, not as something to get attached to or to get controlling about. Really, these rituals, these symbols, they're just there to help us remember the refuge, what it is that's actually true, that maybe is more subtle, so that we need these placeholders or these symbols, these routines, to help us remember so we're not always distracted thinking things that are relatively superficial, relatively unimportant. So we don't fall into the habit of thinking that those things are what really matter. So we'll do our chanting now. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Duttiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Duttiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Duttiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang Gacchami. So appreciating this beautiful ritual of sitting up right in the middle of things, composing the body in a stable, relaxed, upright way. So in a simple way, in a relatively simple environment of sitting here together, this ritualistic act of being real with the way it is right now, a willingness to inhabit, a willingness to be open or sensitive, Buddha knowing Dhamma, right? The awakened, sensitive, knowing quality of the heart, being intimate with whatever activity of the body and mind is coming and going now. Everything belongs. Nothing needs to be left out or forgotten, pushed away, or held on to. Buddha knowing Dhamma really is the essence of our practice. And you could say that we're using the wisdom in the mind to be intimate with the way it is, or to be intimate with the activity of the body and the mind now. Whatever's moving. And what's moving? Well, everything's moving. Everything that's here and now is in motion. And we're using the wisdom to see, to feel, realizing that nothing needs to be clung to, nothing needs to be controlled or defined or fixed. Isn't it interesting that this willingness to be intimate with the activity of the body and the mind, this willingness to be intimate with the way things are now, resolves all the ideas of problems that need to be fixed, issues that need to be addressed? Please check this out. Is this true for you at this time? What for you is resolved in this willingness of Buddha knowing Dhamma, this willingness to connect, connecting, opening in a direct way, not in terms of our thoughts about things, and to be very curious about every time, every moment when it seems like something's more important, some problem, some issue, some thought is more important than this basic practice of being intimate with the way it is. That's delusion. Whenever the mind thinks that something is important to absorb into, to figure out, to fix, to imagine, doesn't necessarily make it bad or unskillful. It just means that for a moment or for a time, the mind is forgetting this refuge of Buddha knowing Dhamma, and the healing and the insight and the disentangling that happens. Whenever the mind is willing, the one who knows the awareness is willing to be intimate with the movement of the body and mind, things as they are, without the need of expectations, without the need of the thinking mind defining things, explaining things. Again, we're learning how to use wisdom, this Buddha knowing Dhamma, learning how to use wisdom to allow everything to move, thoughts and sounds and sensations and sights, and basically everything is in motion. And can that be okay? Allowing everything to come and go, allowing everything to move. But this freedom that the heart deeply intuits and seeks, this freedom requires this intimacy of Buddha knowing Dhamma. The awakened or the clear mirror-like awareness, knowing the movement of the body and mind, knowing the way it is, here and now. So continue in silence for a while now. if it weren't for the force of habit to react and control and all these other patterns, if it weren't for these habits, freedom would be the most natural thing. So part of uncovering and trusting this refuge is tuning into a more subtle gravitational pull. The heart, the stable heart, mind, the Buddha, being intimate with Dhamma the way it is, the most natural movement, allowing this to happen no matter what is being felt, no matter the consequences. We trust this refuge, this movement of Buddha knowing Dhamma. We trust the peace of this intimacy, the rootedness or groundedness of this way of being. Trust its simplicity. So the most important attitude in the practice now is to show up for the experience of the body, the mind here, with some degree of open-mindedness about the possibility of a refuge. So what the heart deeply intuits or deeply aspires to, whether you might call that freedom or the release of everything that's heavy, or peace, however the mind might describe that refuge, is the mind, is the heart willing to connect, willing to open to what's here and now, as if the possibility is here and now? Something deeply relevant. The most important thing, here and now, not somewhere else, not later. Here and now, in terms of the activity of the body and mind, something to do with opening or relating to what's here and now with wisdom. Somehow, right here and now, there's both the key and the lock, everything that's needed. And it's just a matter of going beyond fixed habits, old grooves, in terms of how the mind relates. One of the deepest, oldest grooves is somehow thinking I have to fix something, get somewhere, this isn't it, I'm not good enough. Being identified with those kind of thoughts creates a sense of weight, a burden. Some kind of emotional disappointment or frustration or anxiety. Is it safe to let absolutely everything move, allowing everything to be the way it is? Both intimate and this deep willingness to put down any load, any intention whatsoever.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.